We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 16. Over the Airwaves.
Part 3 of 3.
Take it over here by the hybrid.
The what? You can tell what that was? Looks like a pile of scrap to me.
Come on, right over here.
Well, that's what that was. This is where Saul got attacked after getting the fuel truck.
Huh?
It was before your time.
Whatever. Okay, we done?
They know where this is. Get out of there! Show some respect.
How do you even know that's him? That body's been burned to a crisp.
His ring. It's still on him. It's got two bird's wings wrapped around the stone. I remember because someone asked if we should remove it. I'm glad we didn't because I would have never found it.
Well, wait. So you had to sort through all the bodies we burned to find him. You must be getting something big for this.
Do you have any idea how much I hate having to do this?
Okay. The difficult part's over.
Hardly.
What channel are you gonna try?
19. That's the one they were on at the tower, right?
How would I know?
No, 18. It was 18 because she was holding up a sign. I remember now.
You think it wouldn't change?
It's my first choice. We'll keep trying new ones until someone picks up. Hello. I'm trying to get a hold of the mall. Someone that was at Eastern Bay.
You really think someone's gonna answer?
Yes.
You gonna say something or what?
They got back so fast, I didn't have a chance to think.
Hello? You screwing around?
No, I'm trying to get a hold of Scratch. You know who that is?
Scratch, huh? I know who that one is. That's the crazy chick, right? How do you know she's even alive after what happened?
We didn't find her body. I don't think we'd be that lucky.
Who wants to know?
Tell her I have John.
Well, that did it. Guess you pissed him off. Who's John? I thought you said his name was Latch.
Latch was his nickname, but Pegs told me that it was actually John. They could be going by aliases for a lot of reasons, or they're just paranoid.
Okay, Toucan.
Hey, that's a call sign. That's different, and I didn't choose mine, obviously.
John's dead.
I'm aware of that.
So what do you want, blonde boyo?
I take it you've met before.
Briefly.
Your radio's pretty clear. I'm guessing you're close. You could guess that we have people out there looking for you right now.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks for making me part of this.
Hey, call them off or you'll never get him back.
We don't have to stick around.
He's dead! I'll never get him back! You want to tease me? I'll have my men drag you back here and I will tear you apart myself!
Yeah, he is, but I brought him back to
Angel,
you.
Angel, do you hear her? Get in the car. The body's there. We dropped it off. Job done. I'll drive. Just get in the car. We can talk and drive at the same time.
Call off your search for us, or I will never tell you where he is.
It's done.
Up ahead. Take a left here.
Where is he?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Where is he? Why did you bring him here?
I did it for her. She wanted me to bring him back to you.
Oh, to taunt me, is that it?
No, that's not why.
Well, she still knows I'm gonna kill her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she knows that.
She knows this changes nothing. So why? Is she with you?
No, she's not with us. What the heck? Put your seatbelt on, God. But she has her reasons.
If she's not with you, then why did you do it? Is she your lover?
Call it a peace offering. Maybe now you'll leave us the hell alone.
Is that really why? You think that'll work?
Partly. Secondly, Peg's begged me to. Do you have any idea how many times I said no?
But you cracked, didn't you?
Obviously. She said it was the only way she'd be able to keep living or some crazy shit like that. I don't even remember anymore.
You idiot. You could have just said you did it. She wouldn't have known the difference.
I don't think I could have done that. You know, what if she ever found out?
How would she?
I can't promise anything.
Okay, well, there's your answer. You still going to tell them where it is? After all, now that body's kind of a bargaining chip if you think about it.
John is next to the hybrid at the fuel depot.
Come on! Are you ever going to listen to anything I have to say? You think they wouldn't hold something like this over your head? You better believe they would.
Are you still there at the depot? Is it okay to send someone out there?
We're gone. We dropped it off there yesterday.
Okay. Now you're thinking.
Is that it then?
That's all I got.
Out.
You know what I would have done?
Just drive.
Yeah.
We searched around the boat to find any spot where we could try and jump out far enough to swim away. There were a few places I might have been able to make it, but with Michael's arm, I didn't think he would.
They're on every side.
I know.
Pegs, if we jump, we still have to swim, and my arm...
I know, again, I know.
Then go. You can swim back there.
I am not leaving you here. Think of another option.
Kelly!
Where the hell could she have gone?
Oh, Michael, there are more over here.
Where the hell did they all come from? There were none. Now there's like 50.
Look, there's more swimming this way.
On that side?
Yes, look.
What the... How...
They're coming from the island.
Do you have any idea how far away that is?
Well, they keep coming from that direction.
But why?
Look closely. That one there. I think it's dying.
It's all withered away. Look at his face and cheeks. His arms look like my broken one.
They're starving.
What'd they do? Run out of bison on the island?
Must have. Wait, what?
Doesn't matter. They're hungry and... we're the only things around.
Well, at least they can't get us up here. They'll tire out from swimming, right?
I don't know. I don't know many people who can go the distance like they did. Maybe they won't. Oh, no.
Or they punch a hole in the boat and we sink. Is it?
Sounded like the M16. It's gotta be Kelly. Ah, hell.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna try and hotwire the thing. We need to get back to shore. Holy... that's a lot of wires.
Michael, if you cut the wrong one, the boat might not work at all.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Would you stop pestering me?
Fine.
You find a light, you let me know.
Sure hope you didn't break it.
Does it matter? I have to try something.
No, because I found the keys. You didn't even bother to look around. You just started stripping wires.
Oh. Hey, well, I
Well, what?
Well, you find a manual or something with the keys?
No. I'll keep looking.
I doubt they'd have one anyway. You don't keep a manual of how to drive in your car, do you? Okay. Green light is off. I think this is neutral. Let's start her up.
You break it, and then what are we gonna do?
I'm not gonna break it.
Whoa, this is neutral.
Hey.
Hey. Sounds good so far. We just gotta wait for it to warm up. Okay, so much for that. Let's go.
That doesn't sound good.
We're moving forward. Just hold on to something.
Hold on. We're barely moving.
I think they're getting caught in the propeller.
Aren't those under the boat?
Just let me do this. Are we turning? Can you tell?
Slowly.
All right. All right, I'm gonna put it on full.
What?
Oh, now we're moving.
We're through them. They're behind us. Don't slow down.
I'm trying. We're still going.
Michael, the docks turn towards the beach, or I don't know, put it in reverse.
It's too late. Pegs, you okay?
Just wonderful. Oh my God.
What? What is it?
Here's the manual.
Come on! Grab the stick. Until we find Kelly, it's all we have.
Got it. Oh, is there any way down to the dock?
I think the boat's sinking, so it might not be so hard. Over here, it's not far. I'll help you down. You ready?
I gotcha. Hurry. Michael, there!
I know!
This way!
Gotcha! Just keep going. Don't turn around.
I am.
Head towards the house.
Ours?
Yes. Upstairs. That glass won't hold them much. Next floor. Move, move, move. Remember, grab your stuff on the next floor. Just your bag. Forget everything else. I'll get the radio. Just move quick. We won't have much time. Find it. Hurry.
Michael, my bag's gone.
So's the radio. She took it. What the hell's going on?
I can't believe we trusted her.
One more floor. Come on.
Oh, the car too?
Shit. Just move.
Where?
Next door. I don't know. There might be another car. They're coming.
Get in, quick.
Hurry.
I'm in. Go, go, go.
Where'd you go?
I tried to signal you, but you were inside so damn long they started swimming up on shore. I had to run out of there. What was I supposed to do? Just wait there?
But the radio and everything?
It's all in the back. I grabbed everything I could. Then some found me when I was throwing everything in the car, so I had to take off. I circled around 3 times before you showed up. I was going to stay there as long as I could before I went for help.
Damn. Thank you.
Speaking of which, get on the radio. I called Bert about a minute ago.
Raven, all clear. I repeat, all clear. We're good.
Roger. Tell me the details later, not on the airwaves. You better have a damn good explanation when you get back here.
We're fine. No need to turn around.
You had your chance. Get back here.
You had to call him?
What else was I supposed to do?
You're breaking up. I didn't catch that. We'll update you when we can.
I don't care. It's over now. Turn around.
Yeah, didn't catch that. We'll catch you on the pizza channel next time.
Get back here.
We must be in three buildings. Hear you, Bert.
Michael, I didn't say that, and I can hear you fine.
We're losing. Well, what's he gonna do now?
You really think that's wise?
Well, I'm not turning around.
We're not turning around. No. You all right back there?
Pegs?
It's my foot.
Oh my God, you're bleeding all over the back seat.
I know. I got a piece of the pier stuck in my foot when we ran. I just kept going.
Kelly, you focus on the road, not back here.
Sorry, I'm just... Okay, I got this.
Now just hold still, okay? This isn't so bad. It looks worse than it is.
We continued down the road south. I think we were on PCH or side streets most of the time. Some side it was. Here I was, sitting in the back seat in my underwear as Michael sat there in his yellow boxers pulling the little pieces of wood out of my right foot. I kept my mind off the physical pain by focusing on another. I wondered if Angel might really do what he said he would, or just tell me he did. I had to trust him. Just as I had with Michael and Kelly. But even more so now. I was hesitant of her, and I'm sure she was of me. I'm glad we got past all that today, because I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Horton, and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher.
Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern Grayson Stone.
This has been a Modern Myth production.